Hello again, and welcome back to Believers Academy and our series, Speak God's Word, Get His Results. My name is Randall Lee, and our third lesson will teach you the amazing truth that your words have far-reaching effects. Many years ago, Daniel and his friends affected the government of their time. They spoke what God said to speak and changed the course of their lives and the lives of the kings. Now, we have the same responsibility. We are so thankful that you're studying with us. And don't forget about the study aids that we've prepared for you. Did you know that you can even download the leader's notes? All of the free downloads are right there on your screen. Just like before, at any time during the presentation, feel free to pause and look up scripture, write notes, or go back. Here we go. Let's join Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Glory to God. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and Jesus is alive, and He's Lord, and prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You for this broadcast today, and we give You the praise and the honor for every word of it. We receive, we open our hearts and minds to receive revelation from heaven. And we thank You for it, sir, in Jesus' name. Amen. Join me again today in welcoming Bill Winston to this broadcast. Hey, praise God. Fighter, pilot, preacher, praise God. Prophet of the living God. Amen. Praise God. This is an exciting way to live, Bill.
Yes, praise God.
I tell you what, when you realize that I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Mm. I don't live in the world system.
Now, see.
I control the world system in my environment so that I live in the kingdom of God.
Praise God.
And anybody can do this only if they know Jesus as Lord and Savior. And only if you've made a quality decision about which there's no more argument, that the Word of God is final authority in everything I do. And when the Word says do this, do it. When it said say this, say it. Until it renews your mind and it will begin to elevate you one place at a time until your entire surroundings are under the effect of the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. And He adds no sorrow.
See, that's why in the kingdom, it's not a democracy.
No.
See, we...
It's
the word of the king here.
Yes.
And that, the lordship is what we're under. We're under His lordship. That He speaks it. And as representatives of His, wherever we go, we represent His kingdom.
Oh, yes. We are ambassadors of the kingdom.
We just can't loose our mouths and say anything. That's not...
Bill, for centuries, missionaries and mm-hmm. different people, God bless us all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard it preached and thought it was true till I learned better, that God would send someone into that terrible environment to teach them something or for some kind of punishment or something. Come to find out, He didn't send you into that horrible poverty-stricken environment so you could be poverty-stricken too. Mm-hmm. No. He sent you in there to bless the thing and turn it around. Mm-hmm. He don't want them people poor anymore than does anybody else.
My goodness.
Amen. And once you begin to realize that we are ambassadors of the kingdom of God, man, and we're supposed to take the blessing wherever He commands and turn that place around, just like Abraham did. He's wherever your foot goes. Well, what's He saying to him? You're an ambassador. Wherever you go is property of the kingdom of God.
My God. And lift the curse off of that.
Get the curse off of it. We are not employed by heaven. We are deployed by heaven. We are deployed troops. Our life is in heaven right now.
See, Brother Copeland, if you strongly get that reality, then you understand that your provisions, see, are coming from a whole nother government.
Oh, yes.
My goodness.
Bill, I was watching your broadcast and the word of the Lord come to me. And you were talking about Isaiah 9,
yeah,
that a child is born and the government's on his shoulders. Well, I'm on my treadmill and I'm watching the wealth transfer and boy, you gotta be careful. You're walking on a treadmill watching that, man. You'd get the speed on that thing. Glory to God. And the word of the Lord came to me. And I heard the Holy Ghost say, did you notice I did not say the government was on his head? And I said, yes, sir. Well, the government's not on his head. No, he said, it's on his shoulders, and the shoulders are in the body. Oh, glory to God. Now, see what happened there then? That lifted me up a little bit higher spot on that mountain where I could look.
That's exactly
down
right.
In the, and then I could see, hey, we live in the kingdom of God. He's telling us what to say, and when we say it, he backs it with his power. We are in the control of this government, and this is our Constitution. Now, the United States government was patterned after that.
That's correct.
In its origin.
That is correct.
And when the people got away from the Word of God and they started acting like other governments and then they fouled it all up. Huh. But we don't have to get fouled with the foul.
See, that's why he said, now that same Isaiah chapter 9, he said that in chapter 6, in verse 6, he says, and unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of the government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. See, this thing is in chaos.
Yeah.
And the kingdom of God comes to order it. It's got to be brought back in line with the Word of God.
Amen.
And that's one of the reasons why we sent here. So we got to speak His Word to bring it back in line with His Word.
Now, as we do this, as the Word of God is spoken through us, people like us, particularly in the United States, because this nation has a covenant with the Lord
Jesus Christ.
And His covenant's forever. He don't ever back out. Yeah. Now, as we stand on that and as we believe that, all of this chaotic mess that's going on and all this socialistic stuff that's going on, as we stand on the Word of God, it'll change this nation regardless of what people are trying to do.
We don't
change our confession and say, well, I'll tell you one thing, I ain't got this thing so deep in debt, can't nobody get it out. Somebody said that on television one night, I said, boy, you got that right. Lord, God, the word of the Lord came to me so strong like to knock me out on the floor, man. He said, don't you ever say that again.
My goodness.
I can get it out. I will deliver this nation from its debt, and I'll use you to do it. Trillions don't mean anything to me. Oh, I'm standing there shaking under the power of it. Don't ever say that again. What we say has to do with this government.
My goodness. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Did
Bill, let's get over there and let's see what Jesus said.
All right. Okay. This is Matthew chapter 12.
Yeah. Jesus' words trump everything else.
Right.
Because His words are the words of the kingdom. He is King of kings. We have been made kings and priests unto our God and our Father. Now, what we say that he's already said has the same authority on earth as he has in heaven. He said, you remember, moments after he's raised from the dead, all authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. All right, chapter 1 of the book of Hebrews says he's been appointed heir of all things. He stripped the devil. Now, we are joint heirs with him. He is upholding all things by the word of his power. We are the word of his power. We are the mouthpiece of him in the earth. If we don't say anything, he doesn't have any say.
There you go. That's it, Brother Copeland.
And it's all right here in this 12th chapter of the book of Matthew. Get in there, Bill, and read that, and then just flow with it.
Verse 35. The Lord leads. He said, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. He said, but I say unto you, that every idle word which men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, or made free, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned, or put in bondage. So he's putting all the emphasis here on words that we speak, because they are the key to unlocking every door.
Yeah, you know, you get... You're not going to know the difference between one word and another if you don't know what God's said. You can't trust any other source of words except this right here.
That's
this is about.
That's exactly what it's about. It tells you what to say. It tells you what to say. And now let's take that, because Daniel chapter 3 is when they ran into that problem. Now, this is the king, Nebuchadnezzar, and what he's going to do is he's going to throw them in this fiery furnace if they don't bow down and worship this statue. So what do they say now? This is in the midst of life or death. I mean, this is it right here. They said, verse 17, if it be so, the God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Now, they did not leave that right there. God is able. Well, you know, God is able. Well, we all know that. Now, let's go further. And he will deliver us, okay? Now, this is strong stuff here. They're talking to the highest authority in that land. They're talking to him.
Yeah.
You can do what you want to, but God will deliver us.
Now, according to the King James translation,
yep.
But if not, be it known unto thee, O king. Now, they weren't saying he's able to deliver us, but if he doesn't, no, that's not what
we'll
they said.
We'll burn up.
That ain't what they said.
That is not what
they
said.
And you go back there and check that out. Now, you have to remember, these are three young men that have no Bible.
My goodness, Brother Copeland.
Their only source of the word was Daniel.
That's exactly right.
And they had no Torah. They had nothing to study.
Yeah.
But they took Daniel's word for it, and they stood on it, and they stood up against that king. Now, here's what they said in Hebrew.
Well, let me just interject it. They stood up against a whole government.
Yes, they did.
Now, go ahead. What you say, I'm telling you this.
And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Now, notice they said, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and he will. But if he's not able, O king, we'll not serve your gods, and we'll not worship that golden image.
My goodness.
We ain't going to do it. You understand that? And they laid down, they said what they had to say. Now, look how much richer We are. Because now we have word evidence that God is not only able, but He will. And then you come down to, He is able to make all grace abound toward me. And I'll tell you something else, Bill. He will.
Now early in this broadcast, earlier this week, we talked about Proverbs 24. If we faint in the day of adversity, it's because our strength is small. Because verse 5 says, we get our strength from the knowledge of His Word. That when we do, we got to take this right here and read what you just said, Brother Copeland, spoke to me. They didn't have this.
They didn't have this.
They had Daniel's Word.
Well, they didn't have the book of Daniel to read. They had Daniel's word for it, and they took their man of God's word.
Man, they sure did, didn't
they? They took his word, and they believed it. You know, Brother Bill, I remember one time we were praying over the elections and so forth, and the word of the Lord came to my daughter, Terry. Mm-hmm. He said, who controlled Babylon? And Terry said, Nebuchadnezzar. He said, no, you're wrong, Daniel. Daniel controlled that government with prayer and his spoken words before God. They passed a law that you can't pray. He opened his windows and stood there for everybody.
Brother Copeland, you'll find that in Daniel chapter 6. And he didn't pray a silent prayer.
No, sir.
Because there's no such thing in there.
He just is good. He opened the shutters and said, listen to this.
And out of that, they then threw him in the lion's den. But of course, the angel was in there, shut the lion's mouth. My point to you is, this is what the devil was trying to stop. He was trying to stop Daniel from praying. Because that prayer caused him to rule the whole kingdom.
Daniel was ruling that whole thing, wasn't he?
I'm telling you now, he was in control of it.
God's prophet,
my goodness,
was king of kings.
Exactly.
He ruled because he just simply said whatever God told him to say.
You remember when over in the book of Matthew, he says, the least in the kingdom is greater than John.
He said it.
Now, this is Old Testament.
And he said John is the greatest prophet ever born.
He sure did.
So that put him above Daniel.
And I'm saying if Daniel can control the government, and he wasn't in the New Testament yet, how much more?
With the name of Jesus, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the power, the indwelling power that created this universe. Whoa!
No wonder.
You don't preach me happy, man. You know that.
No wonder when you call a prayer meeting, hardly anybody shows up. The devil doesn't want them to show up.
No, sir. No, sir. Man, oh, man. When you find out who you are in Christ Jesus, you find out what God has already said about you and what you can and should do. And you begin to do and say those things. You begin to govern Satan's activities. Because he has no choice but to obey what you say. Because you're saying it in the name of Jesus. He'll have to bow his knee.
He'll have to obey. I read that somewhere in Sister Gloria's book on how God prospers His people, the prosperity of God to His people. She was talking about the devil can only do what you say. My Lord, when that
he's bound to that.
He is bound to it. I said, my Lord.
Bill,
that's it. whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven.
Let's go back over there in the book of Matthew chapter 12. There's something else there that we have to look at that has to do with this in Daniel. Mm. It has to do with what we're talking about here. In the 12th chapter. By your words, you shall be justified. By your words, you shall be condemned. It didn't say by the word of God.
It didn't, did it?
It said by your word. It was by Daniel's word. It was by those three young men's words that governed Babylon.
It sure did. It sure did.
It wasn't by... Now, they said what God said, but God had already said it. So it wasn't the word of God that is governing until they said it.
So you have to say it.
You have to say it, and particularly in your own life. Mm. Because what you say is exactly what heaven does.
My goodness, Brother Copeland.
You say half of it, heaven moves on half of it.
You say, this day the Lord shall deliver you into my hands is this day. Next week, it's next week.
That's just the way it is. It stunned me when I realized that heaven is saying whatever I say. Mm. Whoa. Are we out of time? I'm gonna quit saying it.
Isn't it so wonderful that we have the Word of God to help us speak the will of God into the earth? Be sure to take advantage of the free downloads on your screen so you can learn even more. That concludes our third lesson, which means we only have two more lessons in this series. Thank you so much for learning with us. Now our fourth lesson is titled, Think God's Thoughts and Speak His Words. Come back again very soon. Until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.